leaked UK government memo says splits means there's still no overall plan for Brexit. The document written by a consultant for the Cabinet Office suggests that it'll take another 6 months for ministers to agree what they want to achieve. Well, the Shadow Chancellor joins us now. John McDonnell, good morning to you.
Morning.
What evidence do you have to say that Philip Hammond is isolated and ignored?
We've had a consistent series of leaks coming out of government and also statements from Number 10. On one occasion, that when Philip Hammond made a statement about student visa fees, within 24 hours he was slapped down by Number 10, the Prime Minister. And this seems to be going on a daily basis. They seem to be falling out amongst themselves. What is really concerning of the mess that this government has got us into, they have a European referendum. Do not prepare for alternative results, as you would do even before a general election. Don't allow that to happen. Then the result comes out, not that we wanted, but one that was democratic wishes of the people. And fortunately, we didn't win the argument on Remain. Then we have a period of time in which literally there looks as though there's absolute disarray in government. And the report that's been leaked today is an independent consultant. So it's fairly objective evidence that we've got problems. And what we've been saying to the government, you've got to be more open and transparent. You've got to set out what your objectives are, and you've got to set out the route by which we'll achieve those objectives. And we've offered to work on a bipartisan basis on some of this.
To achieve what? What was Labour's plan for all of this? Because on the day that the result was announced, Mr Corbyn seemed to be suggesting that Article 50 needed to be triggered straight away.
Well, he was misquoted then. He said that Article 50 would have to be triggered at some stage. And what's happening now is, let's get the semantics of this right. He's saying formally Article 50 had to be triggered. He didn't say a timescale on that. When he said now, it meant as a result of that referendum decision.